access number 27497, Miss Data Han, Reel 3. Now, we're talking about this time when you were on the anti-aircraft guns at Mannheim, 43 to 44. How did you take to army discipline? You know, just being ordered about. You'd had a bit of Hitler Youth, but what was your reaction to army discipline? Or Luftwaffe discipline, you know, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, I suppose I just had to take it. I had no choice. I don't think I liked it very much.
Had you been used to our discipline before?
Yes. My father was very strict. There was a lot of Prussian discipline in him. I suppose he got it from his father. But I say he was very strict. Tea was at 7 o'clock. Not 5 to, not 5 past, 7 o'clock. We had to show our hands that they were clean, fingernails clean. When we were talking out of place at the table, he says, "You talk when you were asked to." He was very strict, but as I say, I think in that respect, I respected him more than my mother.
She was softer with you.
I think she was a bit softer with us, yes.
Now, had your father's discipline not prepared you for the army then, or for the anti-aircraft? Sorry, I keep saying army.
Not really. I was a bit of a loner. I mean, I can take discipline on my own, if you know what I mean, but to be in a crowd, it didn't suit me at all.
Even though they were your old school friends? Well, you know.
Well, I mean, we were mates, yes, but I enjoyed that, but the overall discipline, this being ordered about, especially in the Hitler Youth, that didn't suit me at all.
So what do you remember from this time? Any other memories from this time on the anti-aircraft guns, 1943 to 1944?
Anything else?
Or any other stories, you know?
No, we were...
I know you've got one about being photographed. We may get a copy of the photograph for the files, about being photographed on the gun.
Tell
us that story.
Well... There were three of us sitting on the barrel of the gun. It was a pretty hot day. The barrel was rather warmish. And I only had some thin cotton shorts on. So I said to the photographer, I can remember that quite well, "For goodness sakes, get that photograph taken, my bum is burning."
And that photograph's in your album. Perhaps get a copy of it later for them. You're the one in the white shorts on the right. Any other stories? Any, just to illustrate what life was like. Just coming out of your mind.
Any other stories?
From that time on the guns. It was just boys, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
I want to make that clear. Yes, yeah. It was all male.
Except, it was... the girls, of course, were... my sister was... in the anti-aircraft, but she was on the searchlights. That's all I can remember.
So, what happens next then? What's the next thing you want to tell us about?
Well, from Mannheim, we were transferred to a place, to a town called Kaiserslautern.
Still on the anti-aircraft?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know how you spell that. So, it's Kaiser... Difficult, huh? Not easy for you, I expect.
Kaisers, Kaisers, Lautern.
Tern. So that's Kaiserslautern. Now, where's that? Is that, what's that near?
Oh, that's going to in southwest Germany.
It was guarding Kaiserslautern. It wasn't guarding. It wasn't well, another big town, was it?
But it was a biggish town. But yes, I suppose it was guarding Kaiserslautern. Let's put it
now,
that way.
Now, where? When would this be? Would this be in 1944, or was it?
I think it was 1944. Yeah.
So you've been on the other. You've been in Mannheim about a year.
Just short of a year, yeah.
Now, what happened? When and you got to what was the situation? Where was the battery? What was it like at Kaiserslautern?
Well, the battery was just normal, four guns.
Now, what mark were these?
Same, Russian. We took our guns
same?
From...
Oh, you took your guns with you?
Yeah, we took the guns with them, yeah. They were same sort of layout. Ah, wait a minute. I just remembered something. It was after the attempt on Hitler's life. Up to then, in the army, he was supposed to salute the army salute, like this. Yeah? But after Hitler's attempt, after the attempt on Hitler's life, we had to greet with the Nazi salute. I remember that.
What did you think of that? I mean, did it bother you? I mean, you...
Well, I suppose in a way I was shocked, or we were shocked.
Why?
What? Somebody trying to get to kill the Führer.
So that shocked you?
If I remember rightly, yes, we were a bit shocked about that.
And. What about the new salute? Did you mind doing that?
No. But before then, it was the, the normal army salute. Yeah. And after that, we had to salute with the Nazi salute handout. I remember that there were two of us sort of marching side by side. And when the... order was given me to march past a sergeant or whatever.
So, anything else you remember once you got to Kaiserslautern?
No, very little.
Were you there long?
I don't think it was very long because we were then moved to Frankfurt.
Still with the same guns?
No. Why we were moved to Frankfurt, I do not know, because it wasn't our battery at all. We were on the ordinary German 88 guns, but how can I put it? Only as visitors, if you like. We weren't actually under the gun, if my memory serves me right. We were just sort of, I suppose, that wanted to train us to man these guns eventually, which never happened.
So you were just watching this?
Again, if my memory serves me right, yes, we...
And what did you think of the efficiency of the 88, the German 88, as compared to the bored out Russian 8.8 centimetre?
Well, I should say they were much more efficient and accurate.
A better gun.
You
never fired it.
No. Well, I personally didn't. But whoever the crew of these guns, of course, they fired them. Personally, I don't think we ever fired them, no.
So what happened next?
Then we were discharged from the anti-aircraft.
Now, why were you discharged from the anti-aircraft unit? It seems strange.
Because we had then to join the labour force, which was between the Hitler Youth and the army.
Now, what was this called? The Arbeit?
Arbeitsdienst.
I can spell Arbeit. What's the second bit?
Dienst. D-I-E.
D-I-E.
N-S-T.
NST. And that's all one word, Arbeitsdienst.
Arbeitsdienst.
There's an S.
There's an S after Arbeit.
And what was the Arbeitsbedingungs? What, can you explain what it was?
Explain what it was. It was between, as I said, between the Hitler Youth and the army. In other words, I mean, it was sort of a pre-military affair.
But you'd already been for a year on an anti-aircraft battery.
Yeah.
No, well, that wasn't as Nazi youth, that was just as your class, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, this, in a way, this is a step backwards in your, in, you know, you...
Step backwards? No, I don't think so. It, as I say, it was between the Hitler Youth and the army. I mean, the army, it was active front service, if you will.
Now, what was the Arbeitsdienst doing then?
Again, there was a lot of bull.
What kind of bull? Tell me about that. Because you don't like bull, so you might remember it. What was it that annoyed you about it?
Well, the barracks had to be absolutely spotlessly clean.
Now, where were these barracks?
Where? Well, was I stationed in a place, I think it's in Austria, Klagenfurt.
It was in Austria, was it?
I think so. I think Klagenfurt is in Austria. Or either that or in Bavaria.
And you were in a barracks there?
Yeah.
Now tell me about the bull. Sorry, I interrupted you. You're saying you had to clean the barracks.
Oh, yes. And again, we had sort of pre-military training, if I remember rightly, map reading and things like that. Now, bull, barracks had to be spotless. Can I have some volunteers for something, the sergeant said. Yes, right, you're going to peel potatoes. That sort of a thing, you know, bull.
And what kind of military training were you getting as well?
Well, as I said, just going by memory, map reading and...
What about weapons training though?
Did we have any guns, any rifles? I don't think we had. I don't think so. I don't think so. My memory is getting terribly.
So what happened at Klagenfurt?
How long was it there? It lasted about 3 months, I think. Thank God.
Just mainly drill?
Yeah, mainly drill.
And bull? And
there was a lot of bull. I suppose the this bull and drill, it changed from company to different companies. I mean, company commanders were maybe a little bit better or worse in other places. I don't know.
So what happened then after that 3 months? Still in 1944 then?
Yes. When? It must have been late in 44. We were released and I was at home. I can't remember for how long. And then I was called up into the army.
Now, what was the state of affairs at home when you were back in Heidelberg? I mean, you weren't there long, but how had things changed?
Obviously for the worse, I think. I suppose people got a little bit worried about the war situation.
In what way?
Well, I mean, there was a big retreat on the Eastern Front. There was this continuous bombing, and so on and so forth. I think people began to be a little bit worried.
But had Heidelberg been bombed?
No.
No, so it's still free of bombing?
Oh, yeah. Except that, as I said before, there were one or two bombs on the outskirts.
And what about your parents? What were they doing? I mean, was your dad still working in the patent office, or had he been on strip?
He started on his own. He started on his own then.
And what was it like being back at home? I mean, you weren't back long, but...
I was glad to be home, of course. I enjoyed it while I was there. Enjoyed it.
So what about the call-up? What was the procedure on your call-up?
I think I got the call-up papers. I had to report to...
Now, do you know when it was?
Not offhand. Not offhand.
Still 44, though?
I think so, yeah.
And where did you have to report to?
It was a place near the city of Mainz. M-A-I-N-Z. We were staying in a, I should say, a pre-war barracks, proper barracks, not wooden barracks, but stone buildings.
And what unit were you joining? You joining the army, but who in the army?
Good question.
Was it infantry or?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't remember the regiment?
No, no.
And what were you doing? What was your reception when you got to Mainz?
Well, near Mainz it was. I think the place was called Gonsenheim, I think it was. It was sort of a little village, but the nearest big town was Mainz. Well, again, army training, night marches.
Tell me, what do you remember about the training?
I can remember that we went out one night on a night march. It was pitch black. And I don't know how far we were away from the barracks. And the sergeant came to me and says, "Han, you have to take a message." And it twisted me round in darkness. I lost complete. I didn't know which way I was facing. And he says, "Away you go." And I don't know how long I was. But they sent out a search party for me, because they were there at back in the barracks about 12 o'clock, and I didn't turn up till about 4 in the morning. My uniform was filthy, because I stumbled across a bomb crater in the middle of a wood. I didn't see because it was pitch dark, and I went down that bomb crater head first. There was water in the bottom. I remember that. And then, of course, when the Americans approached...
Hang on. Why did they put you in the infantry and not in the anti-aircraft? Because, I mean, you were a trained anti-aircraft gunner on the 88mm as well, you know.
I suppose they were short of manpower. Manpower.
Now, what weapons were you issued with at Mainz?
We had a rifle. That's all.
Which rifle was that? That's the standard German rifle?
As far as I can remember, yes.
And did you get much weapons training?
Well, weapons training, yes. We had to...
Tell me about the weapons training.
We had to learn how to dismantle the thing and clean the... you know, take the bolt out and clean it, the rifle itself, the barrel. There was a strict procedure with that. We had in our, I can remember in our room, we had a little tin and outfit. There was a wire brush, I think it was copper or brass, which was softish. And to this, there was a long piece of, cord attached. And you were supposed to put the cord through the barrel and then pull it, but always from back to front, the way the bullet was fired, yeah? And this thing, it if you pulled it through, it didn't half pull into your finger there. So what
your little finger, yeah.
Yeah, your little finger, you know, it was because it was very hard. And so what we did was we put another piece of string at the other end, yeah, put one end through and then fastened one end to one side to our bunk beds and the other end to the other side, and then we went with the rifle like this, backwards and forwards, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But if we were caught, oh, that was a court martial.
Talk about
Colditz, you know, there was always somebody looking out for the sergeant coming.
Now what about firing the weapon, you know, actual range work, firing the rifle?
Well, I suppose we had these little figures there standing up in a field somewhere, and we had to fire and shoot at them and so on and so forth. And one thing I can remember, one Sunday morning was rifle inspection. That's what I mean with bull. Rifle inspection. So I shot the sergeant of mine. Is it not clean? Come back at 10. I couldn't see anything wrong. Anyway, I put the oilcloth through again. Clean. Back at 10. Still dirty. Come back at 11. And so it went on till 6 o'clock. And I never touched the thing again. At 6 o'clock he says, why wasn't it like this morning at 9? That's what I mean by bull.
But what? So, did you do much range work? That sounds. I spent a lot of time cleaning them. Did you do much firing?
No.
What about other weapons? The Schmeisser or anything else?
No.
Any other weapons at all? Hand grenades.
Oh yes, we had these not live hand grenades, but you know they were. Like a hand grenade with this, you know, this stick on, and we had to throw these. It's training. I can remember firing. Have you ever heard of the weapon Panzerfaust?
That's the rocket for a launcher thing. Yeah, anti-tank weapon.
Anti-tank weapon. Yeah.
Tell what was that like?
I fired once, they'd put on a great big steel sheet in a field, sort of a steel plate, and you had to aim at it and fire it. Of course I missed.
What was it like to fire?
Good question. I don't know how it was fired, can't remember that.
What was the effect of it going off? I mean, was it a big bang or what was it like?
I suppose it pushed you back a little bit while it was actually fired, but whether it was a big bang or what, I can't remember.
Any other training? Any bayonet training?
No, not that I remember.
Any other kinds of training you were doing at Mainz?
No. I mean, don't forget that was end of 44, beginning of 45. I mean, the war went badly wrong at that time for Germany.
Were you very aware of the war situation then?
Yes, I think so. I mean, the Americans came nearer and nearer to the German border.
Now, were there reports on the radio that honestly said what was happening, or how did you know?
Well, how can I put it? In the paper, I've still got some cutouts where it said that there was heavy street fighting in Mainz and other places where the German army was triumphant, defended solidly, and so on and so forth, which, of course, wasn't true.
So you saw through it?
Mm.
And what about the wireless reports? Were they any more accurate or just the same?
I think it was just the same.
So what happened next then?
I can remember having... Oh no, wait a minute. I was attached to a... I was supposed to be a messenger lad.
Now, who's this with? Is this still with the unit in the barracks near Mayo?
Yeah.
Well, what was your role as a messenger lad?
I was supposed to take messages from one place to another.
A runner, they call it in the British Army. You would.
What did I have? An old shop bike with two flat tyres. That's what I had.
So what happened?
I can remember going along there and I heard a shot and a shell approaching, sort of whistling. And I was off that bike like a flash. And I went on and I saw a dead horse in the roadside. And I reached, I got where I was supposed to be going. And on the way back, the horse had gone. This civilian population took it and cut it up, horse meat, which is supposed to be, I don't know, good or tastes all right, I don't know. But it had gone.
Did that disgust you at the time, or were you used to the idea of eating horse meat by that time?
I don't think it disgusted me, no. I think I was...
Was it ever served in the army, horse meat, or was it just a civilian?
I don't know.